This is a prepaid call from
William Coates,
an inmate at the county correctional facility. All phone calls are subject to recording and monitoring. To decline this call, press 9 now, and to accept this call, press 1 now. Thank you. Your call has been accepted.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, babies of all ages, it is the homemade broadcast HMB Radio bonus edition of the show, HMB Sides, April 6, 2023. My name is Will. Welcome back. 813-693-2124, HMBRadio.com, home_made_man, willsyoutube.com, willspodcast.com. I guess that's it. Welcome, Johnny B. Show off tonight on the bone. Lightning are taking on another hockey team. So we are not on the air. We'll be back Friday. But wanted to bring you a little something, as I like to do on days when the Johnny B. Show was not on the air. And I can't get Johnny to come on the air with me. Very busy man. So I wanted to talk about this. It finally happened. A YouTuber got shot for doing a YouTube video. Pretty good stuff. Let's check out this report from WABI TV. Don't know where that is, but it's of course Florida. It's going to be Florida because that's if a YouTuber was going to get shot, it was going to be where's Loudoun County? The guy that shot him is from Leesburg, and you don't mess around with Leesburg. Loudoun County is in Virginia. Okay, well, the guy that shot him was in Florida. Anyway, let's watch.
Calls from Loudoun County deputies echoing through Dulles Town Center as officers move in on a man with a gun. Authorities say 31-year-old Alan Coley of Leesburg shot 21-year-old Tanner Cook. Coley is now charged with multiple felonies.
That's him. The hero. The hero. The ender of YouTube vids.
Cook's father, Jeremy, says his son was making a prank video for his YouTube page.
42,000 subscribers, pretty good. Pretty good.
They had a phone that was in his face, and they were trying to do a Google Translate prank. And I'm sure they were saying something to him that wasn't, you know, making him laugh or he wasn't enjoying it.
I think that's probably a fair takeaway. The man who shot your son in the stomach is not enjoying the prank. I think that's safe. That's a good point.
And so he got mad and he shot my son.
Cook acknowledges some of his son's videos can be a little on the edge, but says he's never attacked anyone.
Little on the edge. So I have his YouTube video pulled up here. Not that he needs my help, but free plug, I guess. Classified goons, just a couple of boneheads. Oh, how about that? I wonder if they listen to the bone. Let's check out some of their vids. First one up here is snitching on my cameraman prank part 2. Okay. Fake Target thug employee prank. All right. Angry guy charges cameraman. Funny stuff. Clowns versus cops. All right. Fake vomiting on Uber drivers. That one might get you shot. That's, you know, possible. Taking rackets from tennis players. If it was pickleball, that could get you shot. Tennis, I think, is a little more mellow, a little more mild-mannered, as they say. Asking strangers to play naked twister prank. That one could get you in trouble. I mean, it's a very open, progressive community that we live in now, but I could see that one getting upset. Trolling Eagles fans after Super Bowl 57. Yeah, I can't believe you didn't die. This is the one. You know, you went up to a guy from Leesburg, Florida at a Virginia mall, and that's the one that got you. But trolling Eagles fans, the worst of all sports fans. I'm going to say our Philadelphia Eagles fans, true, just monsters. I mean, notoriously bad human beings, very passionate about their Eagles, but, you know, throwing snowballs at Santa Claus, all that stuff. The only fans that are worse are Toronto Maple Leafs fans. And I'll say that because I had a personal experience with them being a husky 16-year-old boy with a bad haircut in the shape of Ellen DeGeneres' haircut. I was at a hockey game with my friend, and a man in a new leather jacket, because he was Canadian, as he was leaving the arena, and I was just standing there minding my own business, spit on my jersey, a boy, a husky boy, soiled my jersey with his Canadian spit. They're the worst. Philadelphia Eagles fans, number two. Stealing beds from mattress stores prank. That's a felony. I can't believe the police didn't shoot you. He is white. I don't know if that plays into it, but I'm just saying. I'm just observing things. That's all. Taking people's groceries prank. You know, eggs are a lot of money. Now, this was a few months ago. That one can get you shot. Yes, easily. Angry Karen tries to take the camera. Yeah. Yeah. That one can get you shot. Let's see what else we got. Asking strangers to wet my whistle. Okay. I don't know what that is exactly. And then it looks like the last one, snitching on my cameraman prank featuring Jai Dion. You know, could that one get you killed? All these could potentially get you killed. It's not a great plan, but I will say, I mean, 446,000 views. He's all his videos have, you know, 37,000. I mean, he's not like killing it or anything. He's getting there though. He's doing pretty good. The clout from getting shot, I can't believe it. I looked and he doesn't really have any more followers on his YouTube page since the press, which I cannot believe. I would like to get a hold of this man and talk to him and find out exactly what happened. I'm sure it's going to go through the courts. The Fabulous Classified Goons of YouTube. So if you want to subscribe, Classified Goons, not dead. I wonder if this is going to change his mind. I had a buddy that got in a motorcycle accident, and then he goes, I'm not riding a motorcycle ever again. So will he do prank vids? He's going to get the clout, I'm sure. He's a real deal OG now of YouTube. He's been shot. He's the 50 Cent of YouTube. I mean, that's pretty big. Everybody goes out to make YouTube videos to get shot. That's what they do. They want to get shot. They want to live. They want to upload that footage to YouTube and then sell ads for like some sort of product that shaves, gives you, you can shave your pubes in the shower. That's what everybody wants. Viagra, pube shavers, some kind of underwear. There's other stuff. Gold. If you listen to like conservative radio podcasts, they're selling like gold with Trump's face on it. You can buy a coin. That's get shot, then sell gold coins with Donald Trump's face on it. That is America. That is the American dream. Period. That's what everybody wants. Deep down, everybody wants to go make a prank video and get shot. It's money. It's a good idea. It's a good plan. I don't know why more people don't do it. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. I mean, I will say fake vomiting on somebody, they're going to assume that it's real vomit, and that's kind of assault. So he's kind of, I mean, you could make an argument at the very least that he is kind of deserves to be shot. Wow. Phenomenal. The shooter needs to make a YouTube page. I mean, that's the only logical solution here. Get the vid uploaded to his YouTube, sell ads for trimmers that trim your pubes in the shower. Gold coins with Donald Trump's face on them. Viagra supplements. This is what you want to do. I mean, this could be a new career for this man. I'm sure he'll have to do some time, you know, in the clink. But the YouTube influencer hunter, quite literally, where he finds these people doing these pranks on YouTube in the wild and then shoots them with a gun. I mean, this is just getting way too meta at this point. But this, the, what's his name? The shooter here, Alan Colley. I think you have a future here, man. You know, it's going to be a little shorter. You have to go to prison for a time because you can't shoot people. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he's going to countersue or something and use that defense that attorney was talking about. But I see a bright career for the shooter in this in YouTube. Shooting YouTube influencers. I'm in. My name's Will Koontz. Thanks so much. I hope you enjoyed the video and I want you to subscribe. And I want you to subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and iTunes, wherever you get your vids and your pods. Subscribe to both. Click the bell. We go live on Wednesdays for the time being. I don't know. That's a whole other story. Shouldn't even said anything. Let's just get to it when the time comes, okay? You can get in touch with the show, 813-693-2124. Home_made_man. TheHomemadeBroadcast@gmail.com. Have a terrific Thursday. Talk to you Friday on the Johnny B Show. Don't kill YouTubers, or do. I don't know.